Therefore, you can't ask any questions here. It's a special Seiras HaKosuv. Now we're holding Daf Dalit. Now the Gemara asks, Minolon, how do we know the Yisoidus of Al Mishnah? Minolon, Debina Zvicha Lishmo. And Rashi says, Lis Lechetchila, that the Mishnah says, Lechetchila, you have to make a Shechita Lishmo. B'dievet is kosher, just as Le'olu Le'bayl M'shem Chayva. So how do we know this from? Minolon, Debina, the Mishas, you make the Zvicha, the Shechita of a carbon, you're not allowed to think for a different carbon. How do we know this? The Yom HaKroh, the Pasuk says, V'yim zevach shlomim karbonoi. If the carbon is a shlomim, so the word zevach is extra. Just should have said, V'yim shlomim karbonoi. What does the word zevach mean? So a dashing shetei zvicha l'shem shlomim. That b'shash you make the zvicha, the shchita, you should have in mind l'shem shlomim. You're supposed to think it should be for its carbon. And this is l'chetchila. And therefore, if you do not do this, you think for another carbon, it's called le'olu l'bayl m'shem chayva. So that's the pasuk, the extra word, v'im zevach. So Morris says, maybe no, v'dilma hainu shmayu. Maybe that's the name, zevach shlomim. That's the way the Torah calls a carbon shlomim. It calls it zevach shlomim. So maybe the word zevach is not extra. Just this is its name. So Morris says, no, I'll prove it to you, that's not the, it's not its name. Midich says, since the pasuk says otherwise, Hamakrev es dam hashlomim, or else the pasuk says Hazorik es dam hashlomim. You bring it. Your makrev means you make the locha. You bring it close to the mizbeach, and then you sprinkle the dam on the mizbeach. And here, v'loiksiv zevach, it does not say the word Hazorik es dam zevach hashlomim. It just says the word hashlomim. So then, why in the first pasuk v'hocho ksiv zevach? What does it say here? V'yim zevach shlomim karbonoi. You see, the word zevach is extra. You see, when the Torah talks about a korban shlomim, it just says the word shlomim, and here it says the word zevach. So it must mean shma mina shetei zvicha l'shem shlomim. Here we find out the Torah says it one time. It's a mitzvah l'chitchila to have in mind l'shem shlomim, and therefore if you have in mind opposite, it's considered le'olu l'bayl l'shem chayva. Like even though l'chur from here be mashmo l'chetchila, you should have a ferish a kavona l'shem shlomim, and not like we had before that even though stam is kosher, we had before the rabbonim the bez the meir takona not to have kavona l'shmo because maybe you'll have the wrong kavona. But l'chur here it's mashmo at least l'chetchila you should think l'shmo, but if you have stam we had before, stam is also considered like l'shmo, so maybe it'll still be kosher. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, okay, Ashkechon Zvicha. So far you found in your Pasuk Zvicha that the Shechita has to be done Lishmo. But Shara Avoidis Minolon, like we spoke out, there are four Avoidis that are Likuva. You have to first do the Shechita, which is even kosher with the Zar. Then you have to make the Kabbalah Saddam to receive the Dam in a Kli, which is only kosher with a Kayin. And then the Halacha, you walk with it to the Mizdeach. And then the Zrika. So you have three other avoidis. How do we know the other three need lishmo? The chitayim, maybe you tell me, neilif mizvicha, like a binyanav, why not? Why should chita be any different than the rest of the kabonis? Neilif mizvicha. Mar says, no. Mal zvicha, maybe by chita something separate. Shekei nifsula shaloy l'shemachla mepesach. By korban pesach, that's the one korban that the ikar purpose of the korban is v'achila, is to be able to eat the korban. And therefore, b'shash shchita, let's say you had in mind to shecht it for a chayla, for an older person that cannot eat meat, halacha is the korban is posel. So nupsul, that it has to be to people that can eat the korban. And not if you think upon somebody, even though he's the real owner, if he cannot eat it. And that psul is only b'shash shchita, not b'shash the other dollar of avodis. The Gemara the Adashin says, Asher t'chaisu, t'chaisu means shchita. So kitza, by the malacha of shchita, there's something separate, special about it, that by Korban Pesach, b'shas the shchita, if you have in mind that this korban is going to be for somebody that cannot eat the meat, there's a psul. So you see shchita as separate psulim. So maybe you are din, by old korbanis, that's that you have to think l'shmo, maybe it's only by shchita and not by the other three. Ela rather, Omakro, the Pasuk says, Hamakriv es dam hashlomim. You should bring the dam hashlomim. So Vidashna means, Shetei kabolo l'shem shlomim. Here the word hamakriv means a kabbalah, so it means the kabbalah sadam should be done the same shlomi. So the more of a lichter rachman of the kabbalah. So what's the drush? It says hamakriv is dam hashlomim. It says next to word shlomi. Josh just said hamakriv. What's the lashon dam hashlomim? So it means that the akrova, the kabbalah sadam, should also be done l'shem a korban shlomim. So Mar says, okay, v'lichter v'chamon al kabbalah. Let it just say here by kabbalah. V'leil of shchita minei. Let's learn everything out from kabbalah. So Mar says, no, you need like both l'ish shchita and kabbalah v'shom diikul mifruch. You could ask a question like this: mal le kabbalah shekem sula bizar. Kabbalah, that's the beginning that has to be done with a kohen. If a zara, regular Yisrael, receives the dam, there's a psul. And if a mor says the isha, isha is also possible. The shita takes out the word isha. Shita, she's possible. Right. But I call upon it from kabbalah, it has to dafka be a kohen. So maybe only kabbalah would have the psul, but I will not learn out shita from kabbalah. So therefore, it's good why I need these two psukim. So okay, good. So Mura says, Ashkechon, Shchita, v'Kabbalah. Okay, so far we have two psukim, one b'shas Shchita, and one b'shas the second avoida of Kabbalah, receiving the dam. But Zerika Minon, how do I know Zerika? When you spritz the medam on the Mizbeach, how do I know also De'el Chetchila, you have to be Mechavin, L'shem, the Korban. V'chitem, maybe you tell me, Leilif Mehani, let me learn it out from Shchita, from Kabbalah. So I tell you, no, Ma'lahani Shekein, Tunetzofen. I'll tell you the Shechit and the Kabbalah, but after by Kodesh Kadoshim, by Echatet and Anoila, has to be done on the north side of the Mizbeach. It has to be done on the Tzofen. Mashenke and the Zerika, it's not done on the Tzofen. Zerika is done on the Mizbeach. It's only before the Zerika. The Shechit and the Kabbalah has to be done on the north side of the Mizbeach in the Azara. And second, the Yeshne Bechates HaPnimis. And for Chatas Apnimis, there's a Shechita and there's a Kabbalah. Mashenken is Zerika, there's no Zerika on the Mizbeach Hachitzon. There's only a Zerika on Mizbeach Apnim. So, kids, you do not have Zerika the same places that you have the Shechita and the Zerika. So, I would not be able to learn it out. You see, the Torah gave special halachas about a Shechita and a Kabbalah. Whereas, I would not know Zerika. Ella, rather, Amakor, the Pasuk says, Hazurik as dam hashlomim. Again, the word shlomim is extra. Joshua is talking about the parsha of shlomim. The Joshua said hazurik as adam. What dam hashlomim? It's a Joshua shetei zrika l'shem shlomim. That b'shas you make the zrika, you have to be mechavan to do with the shem shlomim. For the Gemara v'lichta rachman of zrika, very good. Let the Torah just say it by zrika. V'leilif b'nei. Let's learn out all the other two avoiders from zrika. Right. Mar says no. Mishum dikla mifruch. You can ask the question on this also. Dikla mifruch. Ma lizrika shekein chayev oleh zar misa. Even though zar is possible to do the kabbalah and the halacha, but he's not chayev misa if he does those two. Only b'shas zrika. If a zar or Yisrael would make the zrika of a korban, then he's chayev misa. And this is what we dash from sukim. Rashi says, "Say the Gemara, Numa Arba Avodah Zar Chayiv Aleihem Misa Zrika V'Yaktora V'Nisa Chamayim V'Ayayin." So there's only four avodahs, and these it's only Zrika. So therefore, you need a special pasuk for Zrika that you need Lishma. that's why you cannot learn out of Min Fakir. You can't learn out the other ones from Zrika. Zrika has something special to it that you see a Zar as Chayiv Misa. So Gemara says, Ashkechon, so far we found Kulu. We found three of them so far. But Halacha Minol, how do we know the fourth Avoida Halacha? That's carrying the blood from the Mokum where you made the Shechita, where you made the Kabbalah, you have to make the Shechita. Usually you make it far away from the Mizbeach. Now you have to carry this dam, carry the Mizrach, the cup, until the Mizbeach. So how do we know? B'shas, then also you have to be Mechavein, L'shein, the Korban. The Chita, maybe you'll tell me, Leilif Mikulu, I'll learn out Halacha from the other three. So Mora says, no, Halacha has a kalas to it. Ma Lekulu, Shekein Avoida, Shi'ev Shilavatla. There's no way to get out without doing it. You have to make a shechita, you have to make a kabbalah in the kli sharis, and you have to make a zrika. There's no way to get out of it. It's possible to make the shechita right next to the mizbeach. You don't have to. That's not the makom lechatchila, but it's possible. It's possible to make the shechita of the korban and the kabbalah sadam right next to the mizbeach. So you're standing right here with the mizrach. All you have to do is just sprinkle it on the mizbeach. There's no halacha. So this avoid of halacha, you could get out without doing it. So if even when you do it, maybe it's not that choshev. Maybe there you do not have to think l'shem the korban. So where's my pasuk that even halacha also needs lishmo? Elo makro, the pasuk says vehikriv es hakol ha-mizbecha. You should be makriv, bring everything on the mizbeach. And v'tani going like this vehikrivu zu kabbalas adam. When the pasuk says lashon of vehikriv, usually that means kabbalas adam. The Rashi of Shachar has ben abaka vehikrivu b'nei Aaron akonim zu kabbalah. Why? Do boso shchita ksiv? It says it right here after shchita. And you can't say it means halacha because you didn't make the kabbalah yet. Yeah. So it says vehikrivu zu kabbalas adam. Now, I skipped something. Rav Hikrivez, Rav Post Morsland, Hikrivez, Hakolam Zvecha, Vyomama Zu Alocha Zevom Lekevich. Forget that usually Loshan of Hikriv, usually the Hikriv means Halocha, bring in the closer. So it means bring the pieces of meat to the Mizbeach, to the Kevish, to the plank going up, to burn it. So usually the Hikriv means Halocha. Now, Patani, we learn like this. Another Postic says, Vikrivu. Here it says, Rashi says, Vikrivu Zu Kabbalah Sadam, Zu Kabbalah Sadam. And here, Behechlik, it has to mean Kabbalah and not Halacha. So the question is, if it means Kabbalah, why does the Pasuk say in the Lashon of Vikrivu, which is usually a Lashon of Halacha? So, Vyapik Rachmana B'Lashon Halacha. The Torah says this word, Vikrivu, which here it means Kabbalah Sadam, in a Lashon of Hakrivu, which is usually a Lashon of Halacha, carrying the blood. So why? Lameimer here, the famous Yidrosha teaches us, Lameimer teach you that the halacha loitivka mechlal kabbalah, that any halacha that applies to kabbalah sadam, it also applies to the halacha. The Torah says the loshen of kabbalah sadam here was the loshen of igrivu, the same loshen of halacha, to teach me that all the halachas of kabbalah apply to halacha. So just like by Kabbalah we have sukkah before, it has to be done lishmo, you have to do it l'shem the korban, the same thing the halacha also has to be done lishmo. So that's how I know all four avoidis have to be done lishmo. So Moshe is very good. V'ashkichon shinu kodesh. So far we found it has to be done l'shem the korban. The more kodesh also, so far we already know a korban shlamim. How do we know other korbanis? That we'll see later on. But so far we found the dalet avoidis by at least the korban shlamim. Askechon shinu kodesh. Shinu by liminolin. How do we know also, where's the makor, that if you shech the korban l'shem a different owner, the korban is also possible by chatis, and by the other one it's all l'shem choyva. Even though in our Mishnah doesn't say clearly shinu bailim, we spoke out, Tais spoke out before, Rashi also says, really it's the Gemara later, the Mishnah later, about shisha dvorim shazevach nizbach. We had the Gemara before, that there it says clearly, you have to shech l'shem the owner. So you see, there's a shinu bailim, that you have to have in mind the owner of the korban. And if you have in mind for somebody else, then it's lo'ol l'shem bailim, lo'ol l'choyva. So how do we know this psul of shinu bailim? Shinu bailim minolim. Omer Rav Pinchas Breidi Rav Ami, Omer Kronoposik says, Ubosa zevach toidas shlomim. It says extra, it says toidas shlomim, because of korban toido, a shlomim. So we dashin, shetei zvicha l'shem toido. Maybe it could be the word zevach here is extra. It says, the word zevach is extra. Ubosar zevach toidas shlomim. That the zevach, when you shech, this korban toido, have in mind l'shem a korban toido. So imenu inyan l'shinu kodesh. If you do not need it for the machshava of shinu kodesh to think for the right korban, the nafkul amihosam. We had that already from vim zevach shlomim korbanoi. We had already a pasuk for zevach. says, so to Nuinian Lashino Bailam, you have an extra pasuk here. By Kotcha, for sure we say this. When you have an extra pasuk in one parsha, we put it onto another parsha. Even though another kasha would have been, sometimes we ask, not like that. By Kotchim, there's a cloud of Shinu HaKos of Lakim. That by Kotchim, the Torah says on it something once, that's a new chiddush only by Kotchim. If the Torah says something once, it only means the mitzvah. It's not likuv. If you don't have it, it's still kosher. When the Torah says something twice by Kotchim, then it's likuv, then it's a psul. So we can ask the question, what's the Gemara's question? What are we doing with the second Joshua for? Maybe the second Joshua is to teach us likuva. So what you have to say is, answer is that the Gemara would rather say psulim lechetchila than to say psulim likuva. Since you could put it for someplace else, and that will only mean lechetchila, we don't need it for likuva. I'm not sure. But Kofanim, the Gemara says it's extra over here, this word, and therefore we're using it for shinu bailam. For the Gemara of Ahai lehochud yos, is this what it came for? For me boilei, so how many words were dashing from the extra word that it says toida shlomov? Like the word shlomov is extra. So Gemara says is that the postik we need it for something else. Likratan, like we learned a Gemara later. Ubosa zevach toida shlomov. The postik says sabachonin lemabachonin says mishum Rebbe Eliezer that the bo lilmoid comes to teach us like this. Bo lalamid that toida sheshochto l'shem shlomim. When they were bringing the korban toidah, let's say they had in mind to bring it for korban shlamim, you should know ksheira. Ksheira means it's even all the bailam l'shem chayva. If the bailam made a Reuven made a neder that he has to bring a korban toidah, and now b'shash shchita, so he had in mind the korban shlamim, still he's mekayim his neder. It's called all the bailam is ksheira 100%. What about the opposite way? It was a korban shlamim sheshochton l'shem toidah. That the person made the shechita had in mind for korban toida psula, which means the olul bailim, the bailim is not mekayim his choy, will have to bring another korban shlamim. So the question is, my hefresh ben zel zeh, what's the difference? And the answer is mal pasuk that toida kruy shlamim. Here the pasuk says toida shlamov. The Torah calls a korban toida or shlamim. Therefore, if you have in mind by your korban toida l'shem shlamim, it's kosher 100%. But the opposite way, v'yein shlamim kruya toida. But a korban shlamim is not called a korban toida. So you see, you need the word toida shlamim for this type of a drosha, not for your drosha of shinu bailim. So Moritz says no. So Moritz says anan mizeva karminan. My drosha is not from the word toida shlamim, but from the beginning it says ubisar zevach toida. The word zevach is extra. So the word zevach teaches us that you need shinu bailam. You have to have in mind for the right owner and not for somebody else. So what's very good? The akati mi boilon, no, still I need it. That the akati mi boilon, I still ask the question, chatis v'yosha minayin. How do we know by korban chatis, not by korban oshim? Talmudim, it says the word zevach. This is one continuation. See, Rashi says, v'teres kanim ketoni lo, gabi hai kro, Ubosa zevach toida shlamov. The yom korbanu yoyochal lamadnu. This pasuk comes to teach us letoida shenechelus liyom v'layla. That it's not like a regular shlamim that you could eat for 2 days, but rather a korban toida is only for 1 day and it's night. So Mori has this part of the Torah canon that in takatim boilei chatis v'yoshim inayin. How do we know that a korban chatis and oshim has the same halachis that you could only eat it for 1 day and not for 2 days? Talmud loim is zevach. It says here by toida the word zevach. They come to teach us that not only a toida is this way, but hu adin a korban chatz and a noshim has the same halacha that the kohanim could only eat the meat for 1 day and 1 night. So you see, you need the word zevach for something else. So Mar says no. It came of only for this drosha that you could only eat these kabonis for 1 day. Nichtav kro ubosa toida shlamav zevach. I should have said the word zevach at the end. My zevach, what is the zevach at the beginning? Shemamina tarti. Like if it's only talking about the achila is all the way at the end. It should have said the word zevach at the end of the posik. Since it says the word zevach at the beginning of the posik, shemamina tarti, we make two drushes. One drusha true, just like a toida is only for 1 day and 1 night, The same thing, the other Zvachim, Achatas and Anoshim, is also only for one day and one night. But since it says the word Zevach at the beginning of the Pasuk, it comes to teach us that B'Shah Shechita, you have to have something special in mind. What's something special? You have to have in mind the owner, and not to do it for a different person. If you have Reuven's carbon in mind for Shimon, that makes up so. Yeah. So good, even if like this, Ashkechon so far, if we found Zvicha, to have B'Shah Shechita, you have to have in mind L'Shem the owner. But Shara Avoidis, how do we know the Shara Avoidis? V'chitev, maybe you'll tell me, Leilif Mizvich learn out. No, Malaz Vichesh came Poisol Shloel L'Shem Moslem Pesach. We had before, by Korban Pesach, there's something special, B'Shah Shechita, you have to have in mind only for people that could eat the Korban. If you have in mind an older person or a sick person that cannot eat it, it's a psul, and that psul is only B'Shah Shechita. So you see, B'Shah Shechita, you have to have special things in mind. Maybe not by the other avoiders. Some of us are true, but Nemra Zvicha, B'Shinu Kodesh, let's see. By the first Pasha of Shinu Kodesh, that you have to have in mind the right carbon, it says the word Zevach, the Shechita. V'Nemra Zvicha B'Shinu Bailam, Udashni, now a second time Zevach, to mean you can't think for a different owner. If so, Ma Zvicha Mur B'Shinu Kodesh, Loi Cholak, you didn't make any differences. Bein Zvicha L'Shar Avoidis, that just like Shechita needs Lishma for the right carbon, the same thing the other three Avoidis also need Lishma. So maybe Av Zvicha, the same thing should be said by Zvicha, Kramur B'Shinu Bailam, by the second Pasha, that you should not think that this carbon should be for a different owner, is Loi Techot, there should be no difference for him. Bein Zvicha L'Shar Avoidis, has learned how to Binyan Av Shinu Bailam from Shinu Kodesh. Just like Shinu Kodesh, if you have in mind the wrong korban that passed by all four avodis, the same thing by Shinu Bailam. If you have in mind the wrong owner, it also makes a psul, whether it's just Shlod Olo Lebailam L'Shem Chayva, or by Chattas and a Pesach that's really passed the korban, it applies to all four avodis. Samar says, no, here's the big difference. You can't make such a binyan out. I'll tell you, Ikla Mifri, you can ask a question like this. Ma l'Shinu Kodesh shekein sula begufay. But Shemar Sum will slug this up. That means it's a psul in the goof. But some of the years to shame psul the goof. I will soon see what this means. That it's a psul in the goof of the carbon itself, the actual carbon, becomes possible. And also, v'yeshnu bi'abra avoidus. That it applies to all four avoidus. So Rashi says a bichidish here. Let's see Rashi inside. V'yeshnu b'dalar avoidus. Rashi means Shem Shochat Shaloy Lishmoy, if you shech the korban a kratis for korban oilo, oy kibul v'holak v'zorach shal lishmoy, afal pish lechishiv elo ala shchita. You only had a mind to make the shchita l'shem a korban oilo. Shaloy lishmoy posel, that's the psul shal lishmoy. Because Rabbi Lulei, like we said before, avul shinu bailim, l'chu Rashi is the maskana. But when is there a psul shinu bailim that you have in mind this korban should be only for somebody else? Loi shayech ele bezrika. The real machshavah only applies really b'shas bezrika sadam. Why? To the rabbinin shchita lifsol b'shinu bailim. Einu ela. When do we say there's a psul b'shas shchita? Kegoin sheshochat almanas lizrak leschapa bayachar. Only if your intentions were true b'shas shchita. But b'shas shchita, you're thinking now, if you're a kohen, that later when you're going to make the zrika, you're going to make the zrika for a different person. Because the owner of a korban receives the kapara, receives the forgiveness from this korban. Where is the kapara of a korban? B'shas zrika. So really, you have to have in mind that the zrika should be done for somebody else. Avul shochat, shaloy l'shem bolov, v'loy hiskar almanas lizroik. But only b'shas shchita, you thought then that this korban should help for somebody else. But you did not think then you're going to make a zrika for the other person. Ein zu machshava. That's not a machshava, the shinu bailim. Why? Because the shinu bailim l'shayach b'korban elu l'scharpa boy. What does the owner have to do with the korban? Only for the fact that he receives the kapara. The kapara b'zrikihi. The ikka kapara of a korban is b'shas zrika sadam. Clearly, if I shech this korban l'shem somebody else, it's still kosher. Shechtu amanas lizroik l'shem pliny, then possible. The same thing. That you say there Shinu Bailam really is only that you have to have in mind, even though we're saying now it applies by Shchita and by Locha and by Kabbalah, but it only means that Bishas these avoiders you have to have in mind that later when you make this Rika, you have in mind to make this Rika for somebody else. See, even though later Bishas Rika you do not think like that anymore, you already made a psul. But even Bishas Shchita, it's not the psul just thinking that this Shchita should be done for somebody else. Because that's not what the person needs. The person receives from the carbon the outcome of the carbon. The outcome of the carbon is the kapara. What comes out helps for you. Not that the shechita helps for you. It's not called your shechita. Tzadik Mor says you can't learn out shinu bailim from shinu kodesh. Mor says, because shinu kodesh supplies the arba avoidis. Each avoida by itself, there's a psul of shinu kodesh. But by Shinu Bailam it's not true. The main Shinu Bailam is only that the Zrik is being done for somebody else. The Yeshnor Liacha Misa. Shinu Bailam applies even Liacha Misa also. Whereas Shinu Bailam does not apply Liacha Misa. We'll soon see why. The Yeshnor Betzibor Kibiyachid. A Shinu Kaidish applies by Korban Tzibor. Whereas by Korban, applies to both. Whereas Shinu Bailam does not apply by Tzibor. Because by Tzibor everybody's the Bailam. There's no Shinu Bailam. So therefore you cannot learn out Shinu Bailam from Shinu Kodesh. The Gemara says like this, the Yafagav, even though the Yafagav Detarti Lav Davka, two of these things that we just said is not